You know, He's the same God. He's the same God. Amen. You have your seat, praise God. Hallelujah. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Verse 13 and 14. These are sixth class. Just looking at the basics of healing. You know, I said it before, that one of those subjects that you can't say I've heard it before. I've heard it before. I even know how to preach it. You know, is the subject of healing. Just like if you're a medical doctor, you don't say, well, I went to school, I studied medicine. I'm even a surgeon. And because you're a surgeon, you're a medical doctor, you're an expert in one area or another area, then you fail to take the very medicine that you give others. Truth of the matter is that sometimes a doctor might need another one when he fails to apply the things that he knows. Or maybe he doesn't even pay attention to what he knows anymore. And so, it's a subject that I actually want us as a church, that is, Saints Community Church, as a family, so individually, start to make it more of a subject you pay more attention to. What do I mean? I mean that don't let a day pass without meditating on healing. Don't. Make it a duty. You know, we said that, you know, you can decide that, well, let me do a whole month. Now, this is not something you'd say, well, we are all doing and all that, but you can, let me do a whole month and I'll just take no medication. I'll just stay on the word of God about this. And then 2 months, then 3 months. You know, it's something you can make a practice of on your own. Make a practice. Like I said earlier, it's either you need it for yourself or somebody that you know. So it's not one of those subjects you say, well, I've heard of it before, I've read about it. No. Don't make that kind of error. Not at all. When it comes to the subject of healing, try to be on the edge. Like you're expecting something all the time. Now, James 5. James 5. Interestingly, I had something in my heart to share until I got here. James 5. I may still go there, but there's something I want to talk about. That I just led by the Spirit of God, which I've done in the entire 7 classes. Just so. Five classes. This is 6th one. I'm just trying to just stay in the spirit about what to say. You know, subject of healing is something I've been teaching long enough to say, okay, let me pick one out of the other. But then there's something about being led by the Spirit of God. And say, okay, what exactly should I emphasize? You know, James 5. James 5. James in 5:13 says, any of you afflicted? He says, let him write it to someone. Is that what he says? Let him text it. Let him share with someone. You see, there's something that makes us feel so comfortable when we're going through a challenge or whatever to tell others. For example, you're not feeling fine and then you have a headache. You think that the next thing is to say, you know, I have a headache. Somehow we expect like a response that makes us temporarily relieved. Oh, sorry. Oh, I've been feeling down for like 6 months now. For like 6 days. Then you hear exactly what you want to hear. Hey, sorry. So, have you rested? So, have you? Oftentimes that is what we seem to solicit. But James says no. When you are afflicted, pray. Pray. You must know the action that needs to be taken. When you are afflicted, pray. Oh, what about talking about it with people? You know, talking about it with someone. You know, the second thing he says, then any afflicted, let him pray. If there's a challenge, if there's something that is an affliction, he said, pray about it. Pray about it. The second thing he says, any Mary, let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. You know, I thought, you know, is there any Mary? I thought if I have something to celebrate, I should call brethren and we'll talk about it. But in two instances, she says she talked to God. Or talk about God. Whether you're talking about affliction, let him pray. If there's any Mary, let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. The third thing he says, is there any sick among you? Is there any sick among you? Now, the first thing I saw in that question is that you have to have an attitude about sickness. Is there any sick among you? You know, he didn't say, is there any spiritual among you? He didn't say, is there any who is walking in the spirit among you? That would be a strange question. He said, is there any sick among you? Which means that from this writing, James knows that being sick can never be God's will. Being sick can never be, okay, it's for this purpose. No. I have to have an attitude about sickness. An attitude to it that is anti-sickness. Is there any sick among you? He says, let him call for the elders. Let them pray over him and all that. But the point I'm making is, he's saying, if you are sick, just know that there's something to be done. And it's from God's word. If you are sick, he said there's something to be done. And it's from God's word. It's not okay, any sick among you, you know, just tell people I'm terribly sick. In fact, someone said, for the past 2 weeks, I don't know how I was, you know. And some of us like to lament. Oh, it's been so difficult. I've not been able to do this. I've not been able to do that and all that and all that. And you wonder, okay, what exactly do you want to achieve? That on its own shows a wrong attitude. Complaining about sickness has never healed it before. In fact, sharing it with someone hasn't cured it before. Feeling, you know, you want attention. Some of us can grow up that way. You know, when you are young, you have headache, or your mom quickly gets drugs on you. Everybody just gives you attention. And you know, many times out of fear, out of being scared. See the temperature, it has gone high. So, you have a way of liking attention. Well, you see, if you get used to that, right? That is how you'll be treating sickness. See, that attention will not be good enough. So develop an attitude about it. A word attitude. An attitude from the word. An attitude from the word. Now, you know, he says, let him call for the elders of the church. Which is good. There are times you call people, then we pray. You don't call them to say, they say, let him call for the elders of the church. Let her complain. You know? Or let him complain. Say, hey, pastor. Hey, if you know what I've been going through, so that they will pray. You know, it happens if you call someone to just share your body. And you say, this is how I feel. Or you call the person so that he could pray. I want you to observe the attitude. There must be an attitude. And that attitude is an attitude of healing. Let them pray over him. Now let's look at this. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, we read it before, where Jesus, you know, was approached by a centurion who said, well, my servant lies at home ill. And Jesus said, okay, I'll come and heal him. He says, you don't have to. You don't have to. He said, I am a man under authority and I have soldiers under me. When I say to one, go, he goeth. I say to another, come, he comes. I say to another, do this, and he does it. Speak your word only, and your servant will be whole. Which means that the very words of Jesus will do what his presence will do. Now, let's put it like this. If the elders don't come, the elders don't show up, and neither do they use the oil. They don't show up. They don't use the oil. And the elders speak over the phone. What they will say, if they were present, you will still be healed. Right? Okay? If the elders just spoke over the phone. Of course, then there was no phone. They spoke over the phone. What if they just wrote it in a letter? and sent it to you, that prayer of faith, you know you will still be whole. You know you will still be whole. Now, I remember learning this from Brother Hagin, and it blessed my heart. But I didn't get it clearly until one day Doug Jones used to be the dean of Rhema Bible Training Center at Tulsa. He's one of those Brother Hagin's sons who taught a long way around healing. Then he explained this part because I understood it. But you know, sometimes you have somebody who sat under someone long enough, then he will say it. It was Brother Tokes. I said, go and hear what he said about it. That was quite some years ago. So I now listened to it. So I now discovered that, okay, now, the elders who pray the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith will save the sick. So I now ask, who prays the prayer of faith? Who prays the prayer of faith? Oh, it's the elders. Okay, if the elders pray the prayer of faith, as we thought, okay, that means the elders will receive the healing. James 1:5-6. No, it's the sick that receives the healing. Are you following what I say here? Now, we've had most of all where pastor can just pray. If this brother can just pray. If this person can just pray. Now, listen carefully. This, I said, if the elders just wrote it down and sent it. And they just sent it. And just sent it. Just like, you know, James is not here now. Jesus is not here now. All we have is what was written that they said. Are you following what I'm saying? If they just sent the letter and said, okay, this is a prayer of faith, and they sent the prayer of faith, will the sick still be healed? Will the sick still be healed? Now let's take it further. What if the sick now takes that prayer of faith himself? Hallelujah. And puts that prayer of faith in his lips. Will he still be healed? Okay, which means that if they just wrote the prayer of faith, all you need to do is to take that prayer of faith and put it on your lips and pray it. So who prays the prayer of faith? The sick. Hallelujah. Are you following this? So who prays the prayer of faith? The sick. So if all you did was to take that prayer and put it on your own lips, will it work less? No. It won't. Because like we said in the Matthew 8 example, what Jesus will do if he were to be present in the house of the centurion, his very words will do it. His very words will do it. Now, if the centurion, he said, speak your word only, and your servant will be whole. If the centurion goes to the servant and says, Jesus said, you are whole. Will the servant be whole? Yes. He will be whole. So, your attitude towards sickness and disease should be such that you don't allow it stay. Your attitude to sickness should be healing. An attitude around it should be healing. Healing means the power of God walking through the pain and bringing a healing and a cure, or bringing a cure and a restoration. A cure and a restoration. So I must have the right attitude. In Matthew's Gospel 15, there was a woman, Syrophoenician woman, Greek, you know, Gentile and all of that, who came to Jesus and said, look, my child is ill, sick, and all of that. She said, well, don't trouble me. I will give what belongs to the children. To the children, to the dogs. In case you missed that, in Luke's Gospel, maybe I want us to read this one. In Luke's Gospel, Luke 13, there was a woman Jesus saw who was bent over like this, you know, bent over, bound, low, from the record, 18 years. Woman with the issue of blood, 12. Then he said to her, woman, be thou loose from thy infirmities. You notice that oftentimes the writers let us see that Jesus spoke words when he saw sickness. He spoke words when he saw sickness and disease. Now, in 16, when there was a debate over Sabbath day, should she be healed? He now asked them. He says, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Two things we have read, both in the Matthew 15 account and this one. He tied their healing to who they were. That look, this healing is the children's bread. Won't give it to dogs. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, lose for my infirmity, bound 18 years, but lose for my infirmity on this Sabbath day? Now, a couple of things that will bring to mind. One, children of Abraham have been getting healed before now. You have enough records of that in the Old Testament. Two, it can happen again. Hallelujah. It can happen again. So, if there is pain and sickness and disease, or any kind of disaffection, What's my attitude? My attitude is the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Say, I can pray the prayer of faith. What's the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith says, I receive my healing now. The prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. The oil was in the background, which is medication today. But it didn't say the oil will save the sick. It said the prayer of faith will save the sick. So, I must learn to pray the prayer of faith. Thank God for those who pray for us. Thank God for those who lay hands on us. Somebody asked me a question. He said, how is it that as I keep growing as a Christian, it happens like I don't seem to get healed the way I used to get healed when I was younger. It's like then I'll just go for a meeting. I said, but now, it appears that it's different. I said, well, truth is that you are now older. To whom much is given, much is required of. You know, in Romans 14, verse 1, Paul said, talking about, of course, it's about knowledge and about, you know, the conscience. He said, look, he that is weak in faith, receive not in doubtful disputation. Like somebody just believes that, you should not take this one. You shouldn't take this food. You should only take herbs. Somebody believes, no. There's a day that is unto the Lord. And all of that. Another says, they say, look, this is persuasion. Even though he's weak in faith. But in chapter 15, he says, if you are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. So which means that there is a responsibility of spiritual growth, where you bear others, as it were, with your own knowledge and with your own faith. It also means that there is a limit to which others can carry you on their faith. You know that James 5:14 says you call for the elders of the church. Which means whoever is talking about is not an elder of the church. So, you have to see that, well, with the exposure you have to the light of God's word, it gets to a point, allow me to use this phrase loosely, where you have to have your own faith. Pray for yourself. And use your faith by yourself. Precisely, if you've been healed before, or if you've ministered to the sick before, or you have acted on God's word before, you need to learn to continually act on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which means that I have to ensure that my attitude about divine healing does not change. It doesn't change. I should be as, allow me to use this word, angry at sickness today as I was years ago. I should be as fervent about divine healing as I was years ago. So as today as I was years ago. In other words, You know, the same way you say, well, this whole year, I'm going to stay whole, healthy, and fit. Of course, I'll use my common sense as well. I'll ensure that I don't, do some very stupid things, in the name of, I'm walking in God's power, But I'm going to give it my faith. That look, I'm going to stay whole and healed. And I decide to act on God's word the same way. You know, you can walk in love all the time. You can walk in the spirit all the time. You can walk in God's power all the time. So have that attitude about it. That there must be an attitude to it. An attitude to it. How did we start? Sometimes we want to talk about the affliction. We want to talk about the sickness. And it almost feels like we should tell somebody. Even if it's your spouse or your best friend, it's good to say, so that my back is paining me. Do you get it? Or you say, buddy, my leg is paining me. Or my husband, my eyes have just been aching me. But if you say that without saying, but God's power has healed it. You have done nothing but aided the sickness. Talking about it has never healed it. It hasn't taken it away before. I've not asked you to deny that there's pain on your body. Nobody says you should. Jesus never said, no, there's no sickness, so you are not healed. Hallelujah. He didn't say that. But you know something? There's an attitude you should have about it. That even when you are talking to someone about it, it's positive in God's word. Positive in God's word. Positive in God's word. I was telling somebody going for a surgery late last year. I said, Don't, because it's a surgery, now slip into the flesh. Surgery is human effort, and God is not against it. And God wants it. If that's going to help you. Book of Proverbs said, if there's somebody that knows how to get himself well, and he doesn't use all his best to get himself well, it's not different for someone that committed suicide. So you have that attitude. Say, but something? What about also speaking God's word as you go, to do that procedure? And speaking God's word, thank God for the power of God. Thank God the power of God is working and all of that. I said, thank you. And he went ahead and he came out and he's fine and all of that. So you see, there must be an attitude of faith that doesn't say die, that never says die in your heart about it. Don't talk about sickness in a careless way. Just telling somebody about it, and all of that, maybe because the person is a doctor, you open up, you share your fears, you share how you feel, and all of that. You know doctors very well. People dying doesn't move most of them. I hope you know. They started their medical course with dead bodies. How can somebody start his medical course? That's the preclinical days, I think. They sit down and the first thing, they see somebody that was shot. And they say, remove his eyes. Remove this one. So it's not a big deal. You say, I hope this thing will not kill me. You just say, really the survival rate is 20%. You want to get professional advice, Abi? But why not talk as a Christian? Check it, what's going on? But I trust God anyway. I'm a believer. I believe in miracles. Do you understand? That is a positive attitude to it. Positive attitude to it. That look, I know. There's a pain on my body. There's a sickness and all of that. But you see, I believe God's power. I believe God's power. I believe God's power. I believe God's power. So if it has happened before, yesterday when we were talking in the book of Mark, we saw that miracles were repeated. Why? It means if it has happened before, it can happen again. If it has happened before, it can happen again. Somebody was telling me one day, how can somebody who had never walked before, he just jumps and is running. I say, wait until you are sick. Then I'll be able to explain to you. How can somebody who was running before cannot run again? Maybe that the people like to understand from a negative. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Big time. Hallelujah. no scientific discovery can talk me down on miracles. Some people have this thing about, there was someone who was sharing something about, and asked me, did I see one video about one woman going around? I said, me. I will watch a video of somebody faking miracles. I said, I don't do things like that. There are plenty that you should watch that is real miracles. You know what you're doing to your mind? By watching something that is false, you are being spiritually stupid. You believe in miracles. You now focus your mind on something that negates it. You are not smart. You are not smart. No, you are not. You know those things, you keep watching movies where they will now have, you know, and the world has a way of doing it. They will now be projecting their, you know, the way they do their movies. Whenever they want to show a traditional person, they will show him as very powerful. You will see that somebody was, maybe the person was bound by something. How was he bound? The guy will just call his name. Mokoyo. And Mokoyo just went on the floor. And when they now want to show the man of God will now be praying for hours and days over what a traditional that just said Mokoyo, and it happened. See how they are wired. And they will also now show, men of God that are fake. And you keep watching it. Somebody was believing God for healing one time. And I saw what she was watching. I said, let me tell you, you are just wasting your time. You are believing God for healing in your body. And this is what you are watching. Do you think these people want you to be healed? You know? So you've seen all those kind of things. You are giving your attention to things like that. You should be positive about healing. Positive about it. Very positive. Kelly Copeland told the story of one time. He said almost half of his body wasn't working. He was like, he even asked all his associates to lay hands on him. You know? And the wife just told him, you know what to do. Stand on God's word. You know? And get on. So he started preaching. He said he just continued preaching. And he preached. The thing lasted almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. Said he didn't notice it again. That is a faith attitude. Acting on the word as though the word is true. He said he just noticed that. Come to think of it. And this thing that we were talking about 2 years ago, it's not there anymore. Why? He acted on God's word as though the word was true. Amen. Hallelujah. As though the word is true. He acted on the word as though the word is true. And it's the same attitude you should have when it comes to healing for yourself. Act on the word as though the word is true. Romans 4. Romans 4. We looked at Abraham. And Romans 4:17 says, calling the things that be not as though they were. Amen. Now, let's look at it like this. This right arm is spinning you. That is the one that is. Naturally, you are inclined to say, it's spinning me, oh. It has gone worse, oh. That is what you should normally say. The facts. You shouldn't lie about it. But Romans 4:17 says, he now called the things that be not. That means at the moment he was saying it, you couldn't see the evidence. The things that be not, as though they were. That means you will say you are healed when the symptoms are there. Some say, is that not just positive speaking? Well, it is. Because the word of God is positive. Hallelujah. Is that not just Christian science? No, it's not. Is that not just mental science? No, it's not. Jesus spoke to the storm. He said, be still. That's not positive. That's not Christian science. That's not mental science. That is speaking God's word. That's what he did. He said, woman, you are loosed. He said it in the present tense. He didn't say, woman, you will be loosed. He said, you are loosed. While she was right there bound, was it being positive? Yes. Is it mental science? No. It was simply speaking God's power. There to speak God's power. There to put the very words of Jesus on your own lips and say it. We said that Jesus being present and Jesus speaking are one and the same. Present and speaking are one and the same. So in Romans 4, we saw it yesterday, last week. Romans 4. He called the things that be not. Now put that in a, put a bracket after. You know, a healed kidney. Amen. A healed kidney. Healed liver. Amen. That be not. Right now it's not there. What you are saying is not there. When you check the x-ray, it still shows something. When you check the report, it's still there. That be not. That be not as though they were. Someone told me last week, after midweek service. Yeah, Wednesday. Said, well, I want to check. And they said this and this and this and that. I said, then what do you want to do again? He said, I want to go and check. I said, are you going to check because you want to confirm your fear? He said, no. I said, well, don't go and check till you are very sure. And before you go, put God's word on your lips till you are persuaded that what you have said is what you believe. He checked again on Friday and wasn't there again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. See, he wasn't there again. So, you call the things that be not. That be not. How long can it take you? I don't know. He didn't say for one day, did he? He didn't say for 6 months, did he? No. Calling the things that be not as though they were. Just keep calling it. 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 Hallelujah. Just keep calling it. Just keep calling it. Someone told me that one time. He said, well, I just, my eyes, you know, the eyes were, you know, had blurred vision. And he said, well, this is so and so, you know, diagnosis. I prayed for the person. The person went the same way. But just kept saying the power, hands were laid on me, the power of God is working. And that went on for months and months and months. Just when they said, this thing is not there again. No. Hallelujah. Many times it will unconsciously, consciously go. Amen. So how long do I call the things that be not? I don't know. 3 days? I don't know. But some of us, we don't have as much as the push of a fly. Oh, after 10 minutes, 30 minutes, you check it. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. 1 hour. You are already calling your uncle. 6 hours. You know? How long can I call the things? I don't know. Praise God. But one thing I know is that God's word works. Hallelujah. That's what I know. I know God's word works. Praise God. I call in those things that be not as though they were. Amen. See, there is no illness that will threaten your life. Amen. Amen. There is none that will threaten your life. Your life can't be threatened. It can't be threatened. Because the power of God is working. Hallelujah. The power of God is working. Glory to God. The power of God is working. It's working now. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Sometimes Satan wants you to, I'll talk about that next week. When there's a counter attack. Someone told me, he called me and said, well, the wife was going in. This was on, in fact, I was calling him on politics. because he's a friend, he's a pastor, but he's a politician. His own is an elected man. So I called him. How much? So he said, he said, Baba, my wife, this is what happened. Blah, 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 blah. Said they are saying this, they are saying that, this and this, they are saying fibroid, blah, blah, blah. I said, stop there. Said, I give you a few hours. The child will come and there will be no issues. It's on my phone, my WhatsApp. He just called me. He said, it's done, just like you said it. Me, that after I was finishing saying it, I called another politician. Do you understand? Another preacher. And we were talking something else. But you know something? He believed what I said. And he said it. And he said it. And he said it. If it was Jesus' faith that healed people, then why didn't he heal people in his hometown? Because he really loved them. So you pray the prayer of faith. You call the things that be not as though they were. You call it. How long? I don't know. Praise God. I don't know. Some people have a formula. They say, if you say it in the morning, afternoon, and evening, by next morning, me, I don't know that. I don't know it. I've had a case like that. That, you know, I was diagnosed, 92. And I was taking medication every day, 7 a.m. I somebody had to take 10 o'clock, and I was doing it. But I just got a hold of the word. And I didn't even know when everything vanished. It took months. Months. And then I went for the check and he wasn't there again. So I don't know. I don't know. I once told the doctor, I said, in 2 weeks I'll be back. I didn't go back in 2 weeks because I wasn't even sure. You know? But I kept speaking God's word. I shut myself in. I remember something that, you see, when it comes to those kind of issues, the basics matter. You go back to those basics. You see, the basics are the most important things. The basics. Spend time meditating on God's word. Pray. Give thanks. Repeat the basics well enough. It will come out the same. It will come out the same. The basics. I just went to the basics. The basic things. I remember what had happened 9 years ago. Sorry. I remember what had happened a few years before. So I said, no, I'll go back to the basics. The same basics. Remember Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland mentioned the same thing. They said they went back to the books they used to read with Brother Hagin in the 60s. Just those basic things. Basic things. Believe in your heart, say with your mouth. Believe and receive and you will have. Just those basic things. I went back weeks after and he checked it and the thing was gone. So the basics. The basics. Calling the things that be not as though they were. Calling the things that be not as though they were. I believe in my heart. And I say with my mouth that healing is mine. This healing is mine. And don't be ambiguous. You know, healing is a big subject. Healing of what? So say, I'm healed. But it's not bold enough to say, I'm healed or so, so and so. Dare to speak God's word. I said, dare to speak God's word. Amen. You know, there was one meeting like that. I was so overwhelmed. I was so overwhelmed. I told myself, I'm preaching myself out of this. I'm preaching myself out of this. Got on the pulpit, acted like there was nothing, and I just kept preaching God's word. Kept preaching God's word. Many people in the audience didn't know I was talking to myself. And I preached myself out of it. So the truth is this. The basics will always come out the same way anytime. Mark's Gospel 11:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things that he says come to pass, he shall have whatsoever things that he says. You know, as I speak, I see many of us, the images of people who died in sickness comes off often to you. You know why they stayed? You have not been calling the things that be not. It comes back to you. Maybe a sibling of yours. Maybe your dad. Maybe a pastor you know. And you say, hey. No. The reason why it's there is because you have not changed the image on your mind. Put back God's word in your mind. And call the things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Go back to those basic things. Wake up in the morning, just spend some time. and just meditate on God's word. Say it again and again. While you're driving, play a tape that's talking about healing. While you're being driven, put it in your ears. It's talking about healing. When you get to work, you have a break time, do the same thing. The basics. The basics. The basics. The basics. See, thank God for laying on of hands. Next week we'll do it and even pray for those who are not here. Thank God for praying on cloths. But you know something? If you don't know how to use your faith by yourself, right? You may have disappointment from those things. Yeah. Why do you think the synoptic writers recorded it in very clear terms? Jesus saying, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Thank God for the gifts of healing and manifestation. Thank God for the power of God in meetings. Thank God for the man who has the, you know, sometimes I minister and I see tangible healing anointing, as we call it then. And the healing power, you feel it. Sometimes I see it move from one hand to another and I lay hands on people. Great. But you know something? If a guy gets healed in the meeting and he gives a testimony, it doesn't mean during the week it won't come back. So he had better learn how to what? Use his faith. You can't trust that there will be a healing meeting next week. You can't even trust that the pastor will want to pray for the sick. But you know what? If you do the basics over and over again, you get the same outcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if you have been healed before, you can be healed again. Do you understand that? If you have been healed before, you can be healed again. See, anytime sickness comes back to your body, remind yourself of how you were healed before. It's the same God, the same story, the same power. Fill your mind with those gracious testimonies, glorious ones. I remember I used to have this constant nervous breakdown, and I'll come boom, literally. Now, I went to see a doctor. That was in 96 or late 97, early 97. And the guy said, no, you can't preach. What do you do? I said, preaching. He said, look, the way it is, it's as though your body is in, you are in your 50s. He said, the way it is, because I used to travel a lot. Of course, there was a lot of lack of common sense as well. So he said, no, you cannot be a speaker. He said it expressly. He said, you cannot preach. I just shrugged it off. And, you know, went on. In 98, I remember I was in UI. I was with my friends. And there was a pop! Pastor Allah was there. They literally carried me to a friend's room. So the thing just came back to my mind. They told you, you should not preach. You should not preach. That this thing can cost you your life. I said, boldly I'm a preacher of the gospel. Boldly I'll stand on God's word. Boldly and long life I'll walk in it. Amen. That's 22 years ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go back to the basics. Now, of course, I've had to add some common sense to that as well. Sometimes there's just some common sense to it. You know, because then I used to plan the fact that I'll preach 52 weeks a year. I'll do this one. I was doing all of that without the requisite common. I'm telling you, I just blank out for hours. Hours. But the one that happened, my friends were scared. She was also scared. Ah! Was almost like somebody, you know? I just remember what that guy said. He said, look, your body, blah, blah, blah. I said, no. I said, me, leave it. The power of God is working. Power of God is working. Power of God is working. You just take God's word before you. You just take God's word before you. And say it, and say it, and say it. And believe it in your heart. Sing it, say it. Now, let me tell you, confessing God's word is not boasting before people. No. It has nothing to do with who is hearing you, even though they hear you fine. It's about you speaking to the sickness and disease. Hear me. Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say about the mountain. Is that what he says? Talk about it. Some of us have become experts in even describing sickness. You have this WebMD. You go and check. If it's to your right leg, what can it be? 16 possibilities. If it's to your left hand, what can it be? 18 possibilities. Even doctors tell us that sometimes That is enough to kill some people. Doctors, I've seen a doctor say it before, that there is such a wrong, but you know, we're in an information age. Everybody puts their own there. The devil, his siblings, his cousins, half Christian, half devil. Everybody has access to information to put it out. So you don't know which one you are reading. You get it? But you know something that is true always? If you say to this mountain, be thou removed. It came out from the lips of Jesus. And be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. It shall have whatsoever he says. You know, I've shared this one. This one just comes to heart. I don't know why. A sister told me of how the son was diagnosed of a heart problem. And he said, look, this is going to, it's congenital. That this is, he has to be like that for the rest of his life. She now beckoned on me. I said, go and listen to this series. I'm focusing on that series again that we taught last year. I said, stay on it. In fact, the child was wrongly diagnosed. So the husband wanted to go and fight the hospital. I want to sue them. I said, that's a distraction. Even if you sue them, what will happen? Nothing. Don't sue anybody. The energy you should use to focus on divine healing, you are fighting the cause. Okay, what will you now do? What has happened has happened. So I said, stay on the word. I said, tell your husband to withdraw the letter. And no bother, you know, it's a major hospital in Lagos. I said, don't do that. I said, me. I took my own dad to the one very expensive hospital. We spent millions and he died. I said, so, you know, the truth of the matter is that whatever you do, the best they will do is sorry or give you money. And let me tell you, there are sicknesses that faith will heal that billions cannot heal. I put the word billions in capital letter. It won't do anything about it. It won't. One day, something happened 25 years ago. It's a different slang, but it got my attention. I had an uncle, very wealthy, very exposed, and all of that. In fact, every time he came around, some of you know this story, to my cousin's place then in Ibadan, he will give us money. I'm talking about in the late 80s, early 90s. He will give you 200 naira. Do you know how much that was? Lagos to Ibadan was 5 naira. Do you understand? School fees. In my form one, I think a whole term, pocket money was 50 naira. So somebody now giving you 200 naira, maybe 500 naira. You know, very wealthy. He built churches for folks. He was doing that very, you know, probably was a business partner of one of Nigeria's, I don't want to mention the person's name. So one day, he was coming to visit us. It was a family get together. So he was coming that day. I remember, it was 95. Because I'd gone for a camp, so I was praying. Me and my parents, we had this issue about not going. So my mom, I don't know, she was led by the Spirit that day. She knew where I was. I'd run away from home for days. So she drove to a, in fact, that day, that was being led by the Spirit. I just saw her. She said she knew where I would be. And it's not that she knew where I stayed. And I said, she just saw me. She now smiled. She didn't want to do stroke because this guy can take off again. And he will see me again. So she finally just said, okay, come, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. So we're going. So when we got to my uncle's house, of course, the zeal of my fasting was still on me. So I was sharing in the kitchen. I said, Uncle so-and-so is coming tonight. Say he's a wealthy man. And he's a great man. I said, but if he dies tonight, then you know he's going to hell. They just shrugged it off. It was less than 30 minutes. They just ran to the house. It was Bodija. I said, they are shot him, you know, by side. And everybody ran out. They went to UCH, got most of, because they're a very influential family. They got a lot of the consultants and all that. Within a few minutes, it was gone. Now, as it were, there was not somebody else who was not wealthy, who had the same experience and is still alive. For me, it was like, you know, there are some times money will be ashamed. Influence will be ashamed. But God's power has never been ashamed. Don't depend on the ability to spend money. Money can be disgraced. Money can be disappointed. In fact, the richest have died of things that the poorest were healed of. For me, that was a huge lesson. Now, I'm not mocking my uncle. Definitely, I'm not doing that. I just told you about my own dad. I'm not mocking anybody. But I'm just saying that there's something about just trust in the power of God. Just trust in the power of God. Just trust in the power of God. Amen. Just trust in the power of God. The very basics. The very basics. The very basics. And the lady told me, of course, they went to the hospital. And I said, you know what, just stay. Just the same, it was in this, she's not a member of the church, oh, that the son, you know, just stood on the word. Stood on the word, kept listening, kept listening, kept listening, kept listening. Asked me which to listen to. I said, go and listen to this one. Kept listening, kept listening. And came back. And they went to check. Said the doctor said, this is strange. That she could not have believed. I said, well, that's why it's called a miracle. It's why it's called a miracle. A miracle has to beat common sense hands down. Did you hear me? A miracle will beat logic hands down. And you say, how did this happen? How did that happen? Someone was saying, how can somebody in our 50s have a child? It's IVF. I said, you are silly. Sarah did no IVF. You are silly. Don't think like that. IVF is good if you can. I mean, but don't talk like that. I believe in God's power. I don't doubt it at all. At all. At all. The pastor told me, the wife, I was talking about that. And just about the time to have the child, it was stillbirth. Reached out to me on Facebook, was rejecting. I said, you know what? Forget it. It's gone. I said, you will have another one. I said, let her rest for a few weeks and go and fire again. That was the faith confession I said. Go and fire again. So, he said, sir, I said, don't talk about it again. Come back and tell me that she's pregnant. He did. The child is about a year or two now. Praise God. Do you know something? Put it away from your mind. What are you doing about it? See, crying will help you. If you are these professional crying people, you don't like crying. If I go and cry to Pastor Tunde now, he'll just speak Bible. If I go and, let me go and cry, somebody who will cry with me. Joint ears in crying. He's telling me, that's how you will die and they will keep crying for you. You better clean your eyes. Do you understand? Clean your eyes and put God's word on your lips. Hear me. If somebody died of sickness before you, it doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. Take it away from your mind. Hallelujah. God's healing power is yours. And you will walk in it. Are you walking it? Are you walking it? If you believe in your heart, say with your mouth. Hallelujah. And that those things that you say should come to pass, you will have whatever you say. You will have what your pastor says. Amen. You won't even have what God says. You won't have what the devil says. But you will have what you say. You will have what you say. Jesus used the word you so often that you should not be missing in what you saw. You will have what you say. If you will say and not doubt in your heart and believe that the things that you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. Hallelujah. Remember, even in the heat of battle, the basics matter. They say in football, they said, What makes outstanding players is just sticking and teams is sticking with the basics. The basics. You know, there's something about the basics. No, have you ever seen people that they don't know the basics and they're in the university? So how did you get here? That's how it is. The basics. Believe in your heart. Say with your mouth. Take away fearful thoughts away from your mind. You know, anything that brings fearful appearance, take it away from your eyes. Simple things. And you know what? As we close, things that you have done before. Things that you have done before. Let me tell you something. Nothing will threaten your life. Hallelujah. Don't repeat the statement, life-threatening disease. There's nothing like that. It's a healing case. 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 I just sense in my spirit that there are folks here either for yourself or someone, believing God for having children, have had disappointments here and there. But you know what? 2020, there's a miracle. And we believe God for it. We believe God for it. You know, we believe God for it. They call it ovarian 6, ovarian this, ovarian... Shut up! Power God! Hallelujah! Power God! Amen! I like what a friend you said back then. I went to do the test so to know how the mountain looks. That's all. That's all. But I'll pick the report and say, hey, look at me. Look at me. The power of God is working. And I say, you are no more. And I say, you are no more. I say, you are no more. It's time. The doctor has spoken about you. Now it's time for me to talk to you. Hallelujah. The doctor told me about you. Now I want to talk to you. Hallelujah. And I said, be gone, and you are gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that I receive, and I have. I believe that I receive, and I have. Lift your hands and bless God. Be strong about divine healing. I believe I receive. I believe I receive.